is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Firefighters in Los Angeles are racing to make progress against the wildfire still raging thanks to powerful Santa Ana winds. They're blamed for at least 24 deaths now, those fires. More than 12,000 structures have been damaged or destroyed, including Laura Pistotnik's home in Pacific Palisades.
It's devastating and numbing, but everybody I've spoken to who's lost their homes, they all want to rebuild.
Some semblance of normalcy is returning for many children. CBS's Charlie DeMar from L.A.
Most kids will be returning back to school in the greater Los Angeles area. We know that 8 schools will be closed. Those are schools in heavily impacted areas. And school officials say a number of factors went into making that decision to open schools, like the fire's containment and air quality.
President Biden delivers a foreign policy speech at the State Department today. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this will be a legacy speech.
He has some thoughts on the future, not just of the country, but how this country moves forward as a leader when you think about global events, important global issues, and certainly he will lay that out.
This is one of several appearances Biden has been making as he prepares to leave office on January 20th.
The Senate begins confirmation hearings tomorrow on President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. Wyoming's Republican Senator John Barrasso tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Chuck Schumer said he wants to make fireworks at the hearings. If that happens, we are going to work around the clock, through the night, through weekends, to make sure we get that cabinet confirmed.
It includes Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary, Mr. Trump's choice for FBI Director, former federal prosecutor Kash Patel, outgoing Director Christopher Wray. On the decision to retire 3 years early, he tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
My conclusion was that the thing that was best for the Bureau was to try to do this in an orderly way to not thrust the FBI deeper into the fray.
President-elect criticized Wray for approving searches at Mar-a-Lago as part of the investigation into classified documents. An NBA team is reversing course on a new home. Correspondent Matt Piper has the details.
The Philadelphia 76ers are scrapping plans to build a $1.3 billion Center City Arena and will instead stay in South Philly. The move comes just weeks after the team received approval for the contentious project from the city council.
The California wildfires forced the NFL to move tonight's Rams-Vikings wild card playoff game from SoFi Stadium to Arizona. Clippers are scheduled to return to LA tonight to host the Heat. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Warming centers are open as temperatures take a dip. The National Weather Service has wind chills below zero today and through the early part of the week. Many area libraries, community centers, and government buildings are serving as places for those in need to warm up. Snow returns later in the week. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Before the barn burned, someone said they heard an explosion. There were 2 buildings on fire in that big Racine County fire Saturday. No injuries were reported and no animals were impacted. There were classic cars, RVs, and other vehicles being stored in the barns along 6 Mile Road in Caledonia. The cause of that major fire is still under investigation. Fire crews from all over the area were called in to help. We're working on learning more about what led to that standoff in Racine yesterday. Police say at around 7 yesterday morning, a man with a gun prompted the situation at a home near Geneva and Hagerer. 5 hours went by in that standoff position, with crisis negotiators able to get the man into custody at around noon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers fell behind early and lost to the Eagles 22-10 to bring Green Bay's season to an end. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You can't start the way we did and to fumble the opening kick and then turn it into a touchdown and be set down 7-0 from the jump. You know, it was obviously too much to overcome. But I appreciate the heck out of our guys in that locker room. Those guys show up every day with a great attitude, great energy, and compete. And I thought our guys competed to the final whistle.
quarterback Jordan Love threw three interceptions in the game and was asked what happened to the Packers offense in losses to Minnesota, Chicago, and now Philadelphia.
I'm not sure. It's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there, and just wasn't good enough.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks 140-106. New York's Jalen Brunson with 41 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is chilly out there this morning. The wind chill from 5 to 10 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Sunshine, 16 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 2 above tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 17. We're back to 25 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
We've all noticed old people will come out of retirement to cook something for the holiday. And the older you are, the better your gravy is. That's how that works. I don't know why, but I'm curious. I'm paying attention. I'm trying to learn. Near as I could tell, you have to have an arthritic grip on a fork and some sort of palsy to get all the lumps out. Get a good dew on it. Grandma stopped taking her pills last week. This is going to be the best gravy ever. She made meringue in 12 seconds this afternoon. She's faster than the mixer. That's a house record.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Oh yeah, Simon and Garfunkel, otherwise known as Tom and Jerry. That's how they started, Tom and Jerry. And then the cooler heads prevailed. They went to their real name, Simon and Garfunkel. Hey, good morning. I'm Don Rosen at 6:09. Thanks for joining me on this Monday, cold Monday morning. And if you think this is cold, tomorrow morning when you wake up, single digits. But, you know, it's winter. It's Wisconsin. I mean, you kind of expect this kind of stuff, right? Hey, coming up this morning, a little after 7 o'clock, Charlie Tennyson's going to be here. He produced a documentary, directed and wrote the documentary based on the YMCA called The Lakefront, the third YMCA. I saw it this weekend. My wife and I saw it. We loved it. It also made my wife angry, which is good. When you could emote an emotion like that, it's really good. It's kind of a sad ending to the documentary. There's no, it's not a positive ending because we didn't have a positive ending to it. Anyway, so we'll have Charlie Tennyson in here talking about the downtown Reseda YMCA in his documentary. I hope it gets a wide release so you can see it. I really do. It's worth watching. It's 6:10, local news, timeless hits. Remember when we had rain instead of snow? Yeah, those are the good old days, huh? CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, also the name of a 1970s movie. We'll stop the rain.
Long as I remember, the rain's been coming down. Clouds of mist drift forward, confusion on the ground. Goodness truly ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. I went down Virginia, seeking shelter from the storm. Out up in the fable, I watched the tower grow. Bobby, your plans are new to you, wrapped in golden chains. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. Heard the sing.
News and timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:13. Looking for a sunny day today. Highs near 19. Part of cloudy tonight. Lows around 2. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 16. Right now with a full moon in the sky. Yeah, it's a full moon out there. 13 degrees and cloudy at Radio Park. Well, you know what Friday was? We didn't mention this. We forgot to mention it. Friday was Quitter's Day. The second Friday in January is always when people are most likely to throw in the towel on their New Year's resolutions. I didn't. I didn't make any, so I didn't throw into the towel. Here are three times that it might actually make sense to give up on your goal, or at least reassess it. When you're motivated by the wrong reasons, like trying to prove someone wrong, when your goal no longer resonates with you, and if you've exhausted all your resources. Quitter's Day. I kind of like the sound of that. I never heard of that before, though.
My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Yeah.
baby does a hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does a hanky panky. Does a hanky panky? Yeah, my baby does a hanky panky. My baby does a hanky panky. My baby does a hanky panky. My baby does a hanky panky.
Let's knock him dead one time. Let's go.
James of the Shondells, their name is going to come up in the 7 o'clock hour when we talk to our guest Charlie Tennyson's, who did the documentary on the YMCA. That's going to come up, Tommy James. Be listening for it. 6:16 at WRJN. Does anyone ever say, "Man, I was in a bad mood," and then it went on social media, and suddenly I was showered in joy? A new study has found that people are significantly more likely to be irritable, angry, and annoyed the more they consume social media. We had to pay for a study to figure that out. Come on, I could have told you that.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After meeting on the set of School of Rock over 2 decades ago, 2 students are tying the knot. When they were just 10 years old, Angelo Massagli, also referred to as Tough Guy in the film, and Caitlin Hale, a.k.a. Blondie, met while auditioning for the Jack Black film. The child actors connected again in 2018. By then, they had both left acting behind. Massagli is a lawyer, and Hale is now an OBGYN sonographer. The paths we take. Zombie and or Cillian Murphy fans might be upset to know that the actor will not appear in the film 28 years later. There was speculation Cillian's character Jim might be in the new installment when a preview dropped with a zombie that had striking similarities to Murphy. The Oscar-winning Oppenheimer star confirmed he is not in the new film, but is open to appearing in future 28-day films. This third installment is actually the first film in a new trilogy. 28 years later opens in June of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The timeless hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits.
All over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding off my heartbeat? You're the one I love.
Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association, playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. The Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before, and everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm a eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Join in. That's one of those songs you gotta join in. Herman's Hermits. Again, you can win tickets next week right here at WRJN. Keep listening for complete details. Herman's Hermits with Peter Noon, lead singer. He'll be there. Yeah. Still looks good. I saw a picture of him recently. He looks the same. A little older, but he looks the same. Very good. Here's a fun fact for you. Speaking about music, the Pet Shop Boys named their very first album Please. That was where West End Girls came from, that album Please. They named it Please so people would go into the record shop and say, "Can I have the Pet Shop Boys album, please?" I like that. I don't know why I like it, but I do. It's 6:23, local news, timeless hits, WRJN with the Shirelles.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give me your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? Give us a last chance.
you go, the Shirelles. We used to Love Me Tomorrow, a Carole King song. But the Shirelles had the big hit with it. Hey, try to wrap your head around this. Before a hurricane, you know what the top two selling items are at Walmart? Beer. Okay, we can agree with that. Pop-Tarts. Beer and Pop-Tarts, yeah. It's 626 local news. Timeless hits right here at WRJ. And don't forget, we're talking about the YMCA in Racine with Charlie Tennyson, who did a full-blown documentary on the Y. That's coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, the Grassroots.
She's got something that moves my soul. And she knows I'd love to love her. But she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptations looking through my soul. Temptations, you've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight. Got to love me, baby. A game, but just the same, my head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a ride. It's never ending tonight. With me, she'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. Love's temptation eyes looking through my soul. The temptation eyes. You've got to love me.
Grassroots. I'm sure I hear Wisconsin, they might say grassroots. Now, the Grassroots, Temptation Eyes. Local news, timeless hits, WRJM. Finally, a good story about the airlines. You hear so much negative story about the airlines. Here's a good story. A woman in Dallas reached out to thank Delta Airlines for helping her say goodbye to her mom, who passed away in October. She was trying to get to Bismarck, North Dakota to see her when her flight got delayed, so she would have missed her connection. But the pilot heard about it, got in touch with the next pilot, who agreed to hold the plane until she got there. They also bumped her up to first class so she'd get off the plane faster. The second flight waited about 30 minutes, but her mom passed away the next day. But she made it in time to say goodbye to her mom. She wrote online that Delta's kindness gave her 24 extra hours with her mother and let her say, "I love you one last time." "Thank you, Delta," she said. "You gave me the gift of time." I'm going to cry listening to that story. I've read that story a few times already. Every time I do that, I get welled up inside. I want to cry. "Thank you, Delta, for giving me the gift of time. The last 24 hours with her mom." I get all misty-eyed when I hear that stuff. I better get a Kleenex here. 6:30, local news, timeless hits, WRJM. Let's check news. There's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha's got one in February. Racine might have one in April. Tonight, the Racine Unified School Board will ponder placing a $190 million operational referendum on the April 1st ballot. Like in Kenosha, Racine officials say a lack of state funding has led to financial problems. However, declining enrollment is also playing a part. The proposal would result in a tax increase of about $75 a year for the owner of a $200,000 home. District officials are already warning that if not passed, there could be widespread cuts to staff and programs. Neighborhoods in Racine that are still dealing with snowy roads are seeing some trucks. This morning, City of Racine DPW trucks were out trying to scrape off snow as cold temperatures sit in and make it crunchy. Wind chills are below zero, with warming centers open in most communities. To find one near you, call 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And there's no better time than the dead of winter to think about greenery. Both Racine and Kenosha counties have their tree and shrub sales programs up and running. Officials in Kenosha County just opened their store, offering people an affordable opportunity to purchase native trees and shrub seedlings. The program sells bundles with a diverse selection of evergreens, hardwoods, and shrubs available on a first-come, first-served basis. You can find online store links on each county's respective websites. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, a new calendar year may be bringing a new administration to the White House, but one problem remains. We still don't have a farm bill. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden says that's a priority for him. He serves Wisconsin's 3rd District. He's also on the House Agriculture Committee. He said aside from the farm bill, the other item that agriculture is looking for, some resolution in their employee work situation. And Van Orden believes a revised H-2A program may help.
I am on the Agriculture Labor Working Group. We have 23 separate bipartisan recommendations, and most of them are focused on the H-2A program, streamlining that so that our farmers can have year-round, consistent, skilled, and I consider a herd manager is not unskilled labor. Let's be real clear about that. And someone who's working on diesel engines is not unskilled labor. I consider it skilled. We got to work on these definitions, but we need to streamline this program because you can't have a cow milking seasonally, can you?
That's Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden. Aside from the farm bill and making sure that farms and agribusiness have reliable employee sources, he said he's also making it a priority to invest in domestically produced diesel fuel. He's calling for a reversal of the Biden administration's decision to ban offshore drilling of oil and gas.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up seed treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And today is the beginning of the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic, a gathering of our cooperatives and farm service providers from across the state. New location for that event this year. They're gathering together at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. As a matter of fact, the Midwest Farm Report team will be there. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. More available at MidwestFarmReport.com. Don't forget to sign up for our e-newsletter. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is chilly out there this morning. The wind chill from 5 to 10 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Sunshine, 16 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 2 above tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 17. We're back to 25 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
Do you ever find yourself being lazy for no reason at all? Like you pick up your mail, you go in your house, you realize you have a letter for a neighbor. You ever just look at the letter and go, looks like they're never getting this. Take too much energy to go back outside. I'm not like stick it on a bureau. I'm gonna get that to them later on. Right now, I gotta watch some Love Connection. I got some new host on there. You ever have one thing to do all day, but you just can't get yourself to do it? I gotta go to the post office. But I'd probably have to put on pants. They're only open till 5. You're gonna have to do that next week. Have a little more free time. I never have free time. Yeah, I don't know about you. Whenever I go to the... You ever go to the cash machine? There's two people in line in front of you. You get kind of flustered. You're like, forget it! I'm not standing here for 40 seconds. I got things to do, okay? Sometimes being lazy can get you in trouble, you know? Like, you ever not take a shower all weekend? Just lounge around, then you're running late for work on Monday? Oh, no. It's always one person at work. Something smells like smoke in here. I went to a barbecue on Friday night. Only had 48 hours to take a shower. I'm busy.
Done.
Beatles, I Feel Fine. Flip Side was She's a Woman. That's also a good song. Ah, the Beatles, they always had two A sides. Never had an A and B side to their music. Hey, here's a new poll out on profanity in the workplace. 1 in 3 workers say it's fine. Profanity is fine in the workplace. 9% of people say it's completely acceptable. Another 23% say dropping profanity at work is somewhat acceptable. You know what? I think you might want to run that past HR before you start using profanity in the workplace, you know? 6:39, local news, timeless hits. Here's Sly and the Family Stone.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
And it's a good thing for living on the path.
Sly and the Family Stone, local news, Tablas Hits at WRJN. Mostly sunny today, a nice day, a little cold. Highs only to 19. Partly cloudy, lows around 2 tonight, too. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 16. You knew this was coming, right? Currently cloudy with a full moon out there. You can still see the full moon through the clouds. You can see it. 13 degrees now at Radio Park. You know, a third of Americans are trying to get their home organized and start the new year off clutter-free. But when people were asked how long they think they'll stick with it, the average answer was 38 days. Then it's back to clutter. And crew staff in the name of love, WRJN. All right, get your Kleenex out for this story, right? This is going to be a tearjerker. This might bring a tear to your eye. A couple in Canada who got married in 1968 just saw their wedding photos for the first time the other day. Margaret and Barry Sharman didn't have enough money to buy their photos back then and never even got a chance to look at them. One of Margaret's bridesmaids, though, works at a museum now, and someone randomly donated the photos after buying them at a yard sale. Margaret and Barry finally got a chance to relive their wedding day last month on Christmas Eve. Since 1968, they never saw their wedding photos. Isn't that a little tear to your eye on that one? Yeah, I think so.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you. Thank you.
much. I was an airplane, somebody to love. Okay, you got the plague this morning. You got a cold. If you're sick, your coworkers want you to stay home, even if it means more work for them. 63% of people said it's unprofessional to go to work with a cold. 70% would tell their sick coworkers to go home if they could do it anonymously. I would tell them right to their face, go home. Take your runny nose and get out of here.
Judy in the sky. Wearing your grease lips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep spattered with God, Judy in the sky with dances.
Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight.
John Fred and the Playboy Band, Judy in Disguise. Local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. All right, CareerBuilder.com put out a list of the weirdest things people have done in job interviews. One guy ate crumbs off his off the future boss's table. Just ate crumbs off the table. Bragging about stealing an old woman's treadmill. And one guy told a woman she wouldn't get to heaven if he wasn't hired. I guess she's not getting to heaven because he didn't hire her. 6:51, local news, Timeless Hits. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 19. Right now it's cold, cloudy, and 13 degrees right here at Radio Park with Loggins and Messina.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't log and roll.
It's all because
your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. We'll be right back.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Don't dance, your daddy don't rock and roll. Sunshine today with a high near 19. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 2. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 16. Right now it's cloudy, 13 degrees. We have a full moon out there, and I saw it, you know, behind the clouds. I got a little glimpse of it. 13 here at Radio Park. So, I wish I'd been around when I took my driver's test. Wish this had been around. Uber has a new promotion for teenagers where they're offering up 6 free rides if you send them proof that you failed the driver's test. They say they're covering you until you get a chance to retake it. I failed my first time. They didn't give me any Uber rides. I just used my mother to drive me around. Here come the Animals, Eric Burden and crew. Don't let me be misunderstood. Local news and timeless hits.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive.
Misunderstood. That was a good song from the Animals, but it was also a good song from Santa Esmeralda. I don't know if you remember that version. Kind of a disco version of that song. That was pretty good as well. Hey, this is interesting. A town in the UK blocked a new pizzeria from opening because they said all the kids in the area are already too fat. So, no pizzeria. I guess a vegetable store opened up or something like that instead. Yogurts. It's 657 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Billy Joe Royal. Here's Down in the Boondocks on your Monday morning.
Down in the boondocks. Down in the boondocks. People put me down, that's the side of town I was born in. I love her, she loves me, but I don't fit her society. Lord have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks. Every night I watch the light from the house up on the hill. I love a little girl that lives up there, and I guess I always will. But I don't dare knock on her door, 'cause her daddy is my boss man. So I'll just have to be content to see her whenever I can. Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks, people put me down. We'll be right back.
Joe Royal.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Here's news from CBS, 7 o'clock.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. More Los Angelinos are returning to find homes and neighborhoods wiped out from some of the most destructive wildfires in California history. Avanti Persona grew up in the Palisades.
My elementary school is gone. My high school is half gone. Most of my friends have lost their homes.
Death toll up to at least 24, and the flames are still raging. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
Elevated critical fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday.
ACBS reporter Matt Bigler is in Malibu.